This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. We're going to kick it off with Christy. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Hey, good
could
to talk
you please
you
give us your opinion on bioidentical hormones for women, especially after age 40, and also what natural things can increase testosterone for men? I was listening yesterday and just caught the last of what you said about the dopamine, I believe.
Okay. So you want me to – okay, so first let's back up for just a second. So bioidentical hormones for women over the age of 40, are they good? Are they not good? Are they helpful? Are they not, right? Should you or should you not? Is that kind of the question?
That's the question. You know,
to be or not to be. I know. And that's what so many people say. Well, here's the reality is, with, and especially with women, I mean, it just is. Because with the bioidentical hormones, you have to be really careful. And here's why. I'm not against them. Just so you know, on the front end of this conversation, I'm not against them. Because like with any kind of medicine, even though they can be bioidentical or natural or compounded or however you want to put it, regardless, there's a need for them at times. But there's a lot that you have to look at with the body, especially with a female. Guys, too. But, I mean, with females, you have to be very careful how you play around with the hormones. And it's really the better option to push the body to make its own. That's what you always want to do.
Sure.
You want to push the body. You want to do everything you can to push the body to increase estrogen, to keep it balanced, and balance progesterone and balance testosterone at the levels that they need to be. So getting blood work done on a routine basis is important. So if you're wanting to fine-tune the body, you want to stay on top of your blood work. And doing it every 6 months is a real good way to go. It really is, for the hormones, all the way around. And just having it someone monitor that. There's a lot of things you can do nutritionally, too. And, I mean, when we're talking hormones bioidentical, are you talking about testosterone included for women? Because I know you mentioned that for men, but are you talking about for women as well, like for sex drive and all that sort of thing? Or are we just talking more?
No, actually, I was for women, I was thinking more along the lines of when you begin to notice the changes in the skin. I'm an esthetician. So particularly the effects on the skin are of interest to me. And I was kind of curious about homeopathic types of remedies to naturally help stimulate the production of hormones.
They do work.
Yeah?
Yeah, they do. And it's one of those things where everyone's different. And you always hear about what we call biochemical individuality, meaning everybody has their own biochemistry and everyone reacts differently to different ways to certain supplements, herbs, medicines, foods. I mean, everybody kind of has their own thing. But, I mean, yeah, homeopathics work because the homeopathic principle is like cures like. And so it's kind of the vaccination principle, kind of. It's you give the body something and the body will help produce more of its own, or it'll help fight against something, or it works along those lines. So, for example, sometimes for a guy, they may have some type of orchic tissue. If the guy if it has low testosterone levels, well, orchic tissue is testicle tissue. And they may use it from a bull. They may take it from pig. They'll get it from some bovine, which, you know, it's for cows, whatever. So they kind of look at it that way, and they'll extract it very, very slight amount, like 0.000001% of something, and they'll introduce it, and sometimes it can cause a reaction in the body. So that's one thing. I'm a bigger fan of a woman will keep her dietary fat intake to about 33%, the good fats, almonds, walnuts, you know, cashews, omega-3 fats, cod liver oil, fish oils, and even the fats that are in coconut oil. Those kind of fats are going to keep hormone profiles in the body at their highest peak. And it will cause the body, for a man, it will cause an increase in testosterone. For a woman, it will cause increase in estrogen regardless of their age. Now, if you're 70, it might not get you back to the levels you were at 25, but it sure will get your levels at the peak that they can be. And then there's other things that for a woman, for example, that they can do to increase estrogen levels, such as black cohosh, blue cohosh. There's different herbal formulas that can help do that. But, I mean, it really comes down to, I mean, when you're looking at, like for you, and why women, probably and men, come to you is for the health of their skin long term. So you get someone in their mid-40s, and they're discussing all these things with you. Should we do bioidentical replacement? Should I not? Botox or not? I mean, you know, there's all these different questions. But the vitality of the skin and the glow of the skin and the health of the skin is going to be dependent on the hormones. So, yeah, it's important. But there's too many things. Your diet is the first line. You know, in medicine, they always talk about the first line drug, second line, third line. The first line really for younger looking skin, hormone balancing, is the food that they put in the body. And that's the thing. Most people are eating fast food, not exercising, and they think that if they just take the pellets or the creams that they're going to look like they did when they were 25. And if you don't have a good foundation, then that's not going to happen. And that's why I don't like anything that's a quick fix, the silver bullet. I'm not a big fan, because it means that you're not willing to do the work to keep your body healthy. And it's not going to last, because the pills are only going to do so much. There's negative feedback. For example, if a woman has low estrogen and she takes bioidentical estrogen, let me ask you a question. Will she have to take that hormone for a year or for the rest of her life to maintain that?
I'd say she would have to continue to take that and probably have to increase over her lifetime.
Yeah. Right. And so does that sound like you're working on restoring the body, or you're kind of giving the body a crutch?
Yeah, exactly. You're just kind of covering the immediate and taking care of it and with a Band-Aid approach. Yeah, you say that because I kind of approach that and try to explain that to my clients with their skin and things that will actually condition of your skin and your health overall, which is a much better route. Get it maximized, you know, before you actually do something aggressive. So that's very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, that's... And you're not coming down on them. I mean, I know you're sitting there working on them, and y'all are having you're having discussions, and it's just really something you want to encourage them to take responsibility for their health. And then, as a last resort, when they've exhausted everything, hormone replacement can be good. Does that make sense? I hope it does. The entire deal, and tell them to get a copy of my book, because I do talk about those sorts of things in there, and even the audio series, so it can do a lot of the talking for you. The other thing about men and testosterone, I tell you what, we're going to go into a commercial break because this is a big topic, and I don't want to wrap this up in 15 seconds. So men and testosterone, how it affects them, dopamine levels, how dopamine, which is a powerful brain chemical, connects with testosterone, and how we might be missing the root cause of why our testosterone levels as men are getting low and throwing us into andropause. More on that when I come back.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
To find out more, connect with On-Call Radio online at mchasenetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Going to the break, we were talking with Christy, and we were talking about a couple of different things. We were talking about women and their hormones. Should they do bioidentical? Should they not? And then, of course, we were getting into the conversation about testosterone in men. And men do go through a phase of life after the age of 40, similar to women. Women go through menopause, and guys go through a thing called andropause. It's a time of life where our testosterone levels and growth hormone levels begin to decline, and we get some similar symptoms. I mean, we don't get the hot flashes, obviously, but we get more fatigue, moodiness. We have a decrease in our tone and our skin. And, of course, you can have loss of muscle tissue and loss of vitality. Libido goes down, all those kind of things. So men have a phase of life they go through as well. And there's a lot that can be done to manage that. Now, there's the hormone therapy. Right now, what's hot in medicine with men is replacing testosterone, whether it's an injection, a pellet, or a cream that they rub on their skin. They're doing anything they can. They go in, they get a blood test, and their testosterone levels are low. Well, testosterone levels are low, so we instantly give androgel, or they take an injection, or their doctor gives them something along those lines and monitor the blood work. Well, here's what happens. It's called negative feedback in the body. The body has its own mechanism. This serves the same way for women. The body has its own mechanism for producing hormone, wherever that might be, for whatever aspect, whether male or female. But let's just talk about testosterone. So, for example, the body produces testosterone. And with this male hormone, it begins to decline. Now, it can decline for several reasons. Number one, stress levels. As they increase, it's shown, and we know by research, that testosterone is going to drop. So your testosterone drops. You're under a lot of stress. You're working 80 hours a week. You've just gotten married. Now you have a kid, and you have, you know, mortgage to pay, and you've got the typical stressors that a man has with being a provider. Maybe it's a single provider home. I don't know. Whatever the case may be. Anyway, testosterone levels drop because of all the stress. But it's also because of a lot of other factors. We've learned now that dopamine is one of the main brain chemicals that we have, neurotransmitter, if you will. And dopamine is tied directly to testosterone production. So dopamine levels go down, testosterone indirectly is going to go down. And people get on antidepressants, certain antidepressants can affect dopamine levels. Wellbutrin is one of them. And when you get on Wellbutrin, it drives dopamine up. Well, another correlation is that when men get on Wellbutrin, there's a propensity for their testosterone levels to come up a little bit. Why? Because you're driving up dopamine. So life throws us different curveballs, and it's up to us to what we do with it. Because if you take testosterone, when maybe it was dopamine and stress and life that was causing testosterone level to go down, nothing wrong really with the mechanism of producing the testosterone. It's just external factors because we're made up of so many components, three components to every person: mental, that's the brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. Then you've got the chemical side of the body. That's the second side. That's how your body chemistry works, your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, hormones, glands, everything. How it works biochemically in the body. And then thirdly is the structural aspect of the body, the bones, muscles, and nerves, and acupuncture meridian points, and how all of that causes the body to work. So everything affects everything in the body. We can't just say one area is the root cause. They're all really intricate. They're all completely connected. So when it comes to testosterone, it's not really the best way, in my thought and opinion, to unless you have to. Some men have to. But unless you've exhausted every other way to kind of kick the body in the seat of its pants and get it to work better on its own. And this is a hot topic. It really is right now. And I'm seeing a lot of guys get on testosterone that should not be. And you're going to become dependent on it. So, for example, your testosterone should be 550. And let's say due to life happening that now it's down to 200. Go into the doctor. Doctor says it's low. They spend their 15 minutes with you. They read the blood work. They put you on Androgel, which I'm not knocking the drug itself. It works. It does what it's supposed to do. But you take the Androgel, and now you get your levels back up to 500. Well, what's going to happen when you come off the Androgel? And as time goes on, that number is going to slowly decrease. Why? Because the receptors are going to get full, and they're going to get worn out, and they're not going to be able to contain what the drug was doing, and the hormone was doing itself. It's called negative feedback. And the negative feedback also, a portion of that, is if you come off the Androgel, let's say you were at 200, when you come off of that, meaning you stop, it's not going to go back down to 200. Because remember, the body was producing testosterone, and then you gave it more testosterone, so what's going to happen? It makes the body lazy. The body's going to say, you know what? I thought I was working hard to give you testosterone, but now you come in, you've brought in testosterone in here, and now if you're going to bring some other testosterone in here, I don't need to work as hard. I'm going to take a lunch break. I'm going to go chill out for a little bit, and I'm not going to really do anything. So now all of a sudden, the Androgel goes away, and these boys over here have cut their workload in half. Now it's going to go down to 100, and you're going to have to work twice as hard to get it back up to normal. It's called negative feedback. And that works for pretty much any hormone system within the body. So it's something you really want to look at, and you want to maximize everything you can do. There's a lot you can do to raise dopamine levels, by the way, in the brain that can affect testosterone levels. One is by increasing certain foods, and the certain foods that you want to increase for dopamine are meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. With the proteins like that, that's why, Christy, it's so important for men to have a good, solid amount of protein in their diet. So meat is for organic, grass-fed, of course. Fish, whole eggs, not the egg whites, organic as much as possible. Cheese, the harder the cheese, the better. And also chocolate. Dark chocolate, 80% cocoa or greater, stimulates high amounts of dopamine. Stay off the caffeine because it depletes tyrosine and phenylalanine, which will cut down on the production of dopamine in the body. And there's certain supplements that can help, but don't rely on the supplements. Remember, food is first. You can do blueberry extract, tyrosine, pyridoxal-5-phosphate, N-acetylcysteine. All of those in research have shown to help with dopamine levels. Eating 30% of your diet in fat is also good. And new research on exercise, 30 to 40 minutes a day, 3 days a week of intense weightlifting will raise testosterone levels up to 200 to 300%. Hope that helps.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days. Or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Also, check us out, Facebook and Twitter. Links are at our website. Make sure to check it out. Also, our weekly email newsletter. If you're not a part of that, you need to be. Great information to empower your health and your life. Too few... doctors are telling their patients they're overweight. Many people who are overweight and obese either don't realize it, really, or they're in denial. And too few doctors are setting them straight, according to a new study in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Maybe it's because the doctors are fat and they don't want to tell their patients they're fat. That's just my opinion. Researchers analyzed data on roughly 5,000 people who took part in a government health survey between 2005 and 2008. One-third of these obese participants and 55% of overweight participants had never been told by a doctor they were overweight, this study found. If a doctor did comment on a patient's weight, it seemed to make an impression. Duh. I mean, really? So nearly 20% of these people, obese people, whose doctors hadn't brought up their weight, described themselves as not overweight, compared to just 3% of those whose doctors had addressed their weight. So obese and overweight patients who discussed the issue with doctors were also more than twice as likely to have tried to lose weight in the previous year. So, I mean, as we're seeing here, we already know this. But as we're seeing here, your physician's opinion of your health, in whatever category it might be, it matters. And so I just really encourage doctors. I know that that many are not trained in the area of nutrition and health and weight management. And realize this, too. I mean, based on this study, and just to be a doctor's advocate here, physician's advocate, also there's certain categories kind of in the past that physicians have relied on. The registered dietitians, for example, in a lot of hospital settings, they're kind of the ones that manage all the eating plans and dietary plans. So remember, in medicine, everything's broken down into subspecialties. And because doctors' time is so valuable, it's one of those deals where, okay, let's say you have 10 minutes to see a patient, and you've got to manage five different medications, blood pressure, diabetes, and they're taking, my gosh, migraine headaches, and you know they're dealing with GERD. So you've got to go in a follow-up visit and handle all these different medications, making sure they're doing okay. And, oh, by the way, my big toe hurts today. And, oh, by the way, let's get some lab work. And, oh, by the way, let's do a urinalysis. So you've got all this stuff you're trying to cram in 10 minutes because it's all insurance is going to pay for anyway. And, oh, by the way, they're probably overweight. But if I even mention that, they're going to want a 15-minute conversation about what to eat. And really, I don't know what to tell them to eat anyway because maybe I don't eat that well, or I don't know a whole lot about it because I wasn't trained that way in school, or I just don't have time for it. That's really what's going on through their minds. And no fault of theirs. It just kind of is what it is. So let me get you to the registered dietitian, and they'll help you. It's kind of like if you go into a doctor and you ask, and they're crunched for time, and you've got a question about, I mean, I don't know, orthopedics, and they're a family doctor. They're probably going to send you to an orthopedic. I mean, they may try to answer it real quick, general question, but that's why the subspecialties are there. Everybody is supposed to be an expert in their specified area. And so a lot of times for the eating and kind of dietary, lose the weight kind of deal, outside of bariatric medicine, which is becoming a subspecialty within its own right, now, or traditionally, they've always sent them over to the registered dietitians. I just think, and nothing against RDs at all, I think it's a great specialty, and I think they need to, I mean, it's actually really great. I just think that even based on this little study right here, that when you've got 20% of obese and overweight people who acted on the fact that their doctor said, hey, you're a little overweight, it's going to affect your health, it could affect your blood pressure, it could affect diabetes, it could affect depression, whatever, they were more likely to take action and do something radically different with their health, and versus 3%. So I just think MDs that are, or DOs, physicians, primary care, need to step up if they can. I mean, if anything, make a follow-up visit. Tell your patient that you want to see them in a week. Like, let's say you see them for their medications and whatnot. Let's say you got a hunch that they're overweight and you think there might be an issue there. Set a follow-up visit in a week or two. And so we're going to discuss some more things regarding your health in a couple of weeks, and take that next 15 minutes or 10 minutes and do nothing but dietary recommendations and lifestyle counseling and get into that. I mean, it's part of the model anyway. And the people need it. They really do. And coming from a physician, it matters. It just does. It's the final authority. And it's rightfully so. I mean, your primary care physician or any other higher-end subspecialty, I mean, it takes a lot to get there. And the education is incredible. And so it deserves that kind of authority. And, you know, with all humility in the world, I think the physician should make the time to do the lifestyle counseling or send them to certain physicians that would be able to do that or that's what they kind of specialize in as well. But I think it's important because I think the people more than ever, when you look at shows like this and you look at shows on television like Dr. Oz or even what Travis is doing over with the doctors, I mean, we're all kind of doing the same thing. And the message is we all do it in a little bit different way, but the message is clear. It's preventative. It's lifestyle-based. It's what can I do to stay healthy? It's how can I lose the weight? How can I live a healthier life? What can I do to have more energy, more vitality, be better for my family at the end of the day? And if more doctors would kind of join together in working on the front end of this lifestyle movement and preventative care movement, it would make a big difference. And we wouldn't have statistics like this. They're going to be more empowered to make radical changes in their life and with their health. And I think with something like this, where we have a country that's the most obese, overweight country in the world, and we also have the most sophisticated medical system in the world, technically. Not that Europe and other countries don't have higher-end medical systems and they're up on the research and all that. It's just we are kind of coined and being looked at. I mean, if you look at medical students all over the world, everybody's biting the bit to get into the U.S. to practice for the most part. Why is that? Because our healthcare system is what is it. It's very strong. Very strong. Great research, everything going on here. So, with all that said, I just think that as we work toward, which President Obama, one thing that I do like about the plan, and I'll keep saying this, there's a lot of things I don't, but there's a lot of things I do, and one thing is that there's a strong lean toward prevention. And it's to me, of course, it's my heartbeat. That's why I do what I do. I love it. I think preventive medicine, preventive healthcare in general, lifestyle-based, natural healthcare, I love it. I thrive on it. I think it's amazing. But also thrive on regular medicine. And I'll tell you that it's vital that all sides of medicine work together. And I was talking to a guy the other day, a surgeon, and he said that he thinks, and he's an older gentleman, and he said that he really believes in the next 10 to 15 years that natural and preventative medicine are going to have a place as a subspecialty because the people are demanding it and there needs to be a place for it so that we can continue to grow as a profession and continue to grow within the healthcare system so it can evolve. And I agree. I do. I completely agree. And when you have a country that's overweight because of, I mean, our food supply, the processed foods that we eat, the large portion sizes that we typically get in restaurants and that we've learned to adapt and eat. I mean, there's just a variety of factors. Our sedentary lifestyle, you sit in a car, you sit at your job, and you come home and sit at night. It just is what it is. We're sedentary. And we've become this overweight nation that has to make a change. But I find it interesting. I just, based on this, it's very important that doctors step up and start doing lifestyle counseling more in the primary care setting. I realize subspecialties really, that's not their gig, and there's only so much time, but I do hope primary care steps up more and we do more educating of the docs, maybe at yearly conferences or whatever it might be, for the guys and gals that are already out. And then, of course, ones that are in school, that they, of course, add more to the curriculum. Some universities are actually doing that right now, like Harvard Med. They're really adding some strong curriculums to the more preventative and natural side and lifestyle-based side of their curriculum for students so that they'll have more when they get out in the field. So there's my rant on that. I think it's important to take care of people on the front end. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com right now. I'm going to Tara. Hi, Tara. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
I am a parent of a 15-year-old boy who I'm wanting to see if you have any advice or other suggestions that might help me help him to be at a healthy weight in general, physical condition. I started from when I was young. He knows how to read labels since he was probably 6 and 7 years old. You know, from the cereal, for example, bought the amount of sugar in the cereal and made him look for that. And he's been to dietitians, to nutritionists, Weight Watchers, a shakedown program. And at a very young age, they said, oh, he'll grow out of it. Wait until he hits puberty and da-da-da-da-da. And finally, you know, we're still here. He's been growing like a weed, 6 foot tall, but he says that he's about 240, but I think he's more, maybe 250. He probably wears, you know, 42 or 44 inch.
So he's up there. And with someone at 15 and being that young, but having that much weight on him, there has to be something to do. I've got some ideas for you. Hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going in the break, talking with Tara. Tara's son is 15 and has always struggled with weight, and different doctors and different people have told him, oh, he'll grow out of it. And even though now he's 15, weighing close to 240-something pounds, everyone keeps saying, well, he'll get over it, he'll grow out of it, he'll go through a growth spurt, and it'll be fine. But at the end of the day, Tara, you know that he is in more of an obese category, and it worries you. And
right.
You know that if he doesn't take action, that it's not going to be good. That you said that he's setting
right.
himself up for living life as an adult obese, and it's
right.
going to be hard on his health.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit. We were kind of going into it, Tara, a little bit. Tell me about the route he's gone. I mean, like you said, he knows how to read the labels. He understands some of that. He's done different diet plans. Like you were saying, I think Weight Watchers and some of that sort of thing. So where is
right.
he? Is he does he have a hard time with food? I mean. Does he eat a lot of junk food? Maybe you just don't know about it?
I think that he's resorted to a lot of sneaking habits. For example, now, at this point, he'll go and eat on the salad bar because he knows we won't say much about it. But he gets a lot of maybe hummus or cheese or...
Okay, Tara, I think we lost you somehow. If you can call back, if there's a line, we'll see if our producer can get you back on. But I will tell you this, that with your son being 15, if there is some of those eating habits, and sometimes it can be control, sometimes it depends on the household, how he feels about his relationship maybe with you. And I'm not saying you're being controlling, I'm just saying if there's any kind of issue where he might feel some of that, that might be his way of controlling his own life. Or if he's unhappy or if he's depressed, maybe that's his drug of choice. So people self-medicate with food. It doesn't matter if they're 35 or 15. It still can be on a subconscious level, and they don't even know they're doing it. But that might be something that's going on. If he's getting checked by his pediatrician, one thing to do is to maybe check some of the hormones. I mean, he's young, but it doesn't mean that he can't have some type of issue, possibly with testosterone, his thyroid, maybe something along those lines. So you may want to have some blood tests done just to see what might be happening. I mean, it's rare and it doesn't happen that often, but it's something to rule out. Remember, in medicine, you always think worst first, so then you can work your way backwards. So, I mean, it's one of those things where getting some tests done might be worth it. And then finding someone, I think a big thing with diets and young people are finding someone that they resonate with, someone they connect with. So it's one thing to go to Weight Watchers and have Betty Sue there who lost 120 pounds and she's, you know, a blue-haired 55-year-old or 65 because now she's working at Weight Watchers and that's what she does. He's not going to connect with that. He's going to have to connect with somebody probably that's cool and 25 and maybe something he aspires to want to do or to hang out with. You know, maybe a guy that's a personal trainer that's got a good reputation in town, that's just a cool guy that he can work with, almost like a big brother kind of thing. This is the way guys work, especially when you're 15. When you're 15, you don't want anybody telling you what to do. When you're 15, you want to hang out with somebody like, I don't know, like The Rock. I mean, some guy who's an athlete, maybe there's a, you know, is a cool guy, wrestler type guy that's really into fitness. That, I mean, if you're wanting him to be healthy, you know, maybe get him with somebody that has lived that lifestyle that maybe your son would want to be around. Maybe a personal trainer or a nutritionist of some kind that he can connect with. It's all about connection. It really is. If you get him connected with somebody that he thinks is cool and he respects, he'll listen to what they have to say, period. Because kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. And you may be living a great lifestyle. You may be healthy. You may be doing everything right. But if, you know, being the parent, you know how the whole thing is when you're 15, they just want to identify. And mom and dad sometimes just aren't cool. It's just true. I mean, I remember it. So if you can find somebody to connect him with, I think that's where you're going to get your greatest success. And it could be a doctor, young doctor that maybe he thinks cool and he really resonates with. A lot of times that can work as well. Just somebody in the health category that can help guide him down the path that he connects with and that he, I mean, somebody that has some charisma to him that he would really connect with, I think is going to be your best bet. And then, of course, put the right principles. I mean, they can't be some yahoo that's telling him to eat low fat. I mean, that's crazy, too. So just make sure their philosophy of everything they have going on works very well and that lines up with maybe what you believe or what we talk about here on the show. I mean, I know he may not be into, like, reading my book or something like that, but he might want to listen to the audio CDs. Might be something that would be helpful for him if he connects. Or it's just about finding that right fit for him and not knowing him. That's just you do. And because you know him, find the areas that would be, you know, or people that would be cool for him to hang out with. But, yeah, I mean, the principles that I talk about in my book, anti-inflammatory diet, exercising, making sure that he works out certain days, you know, 3-4 days a week, 30 minutes a day with high-intensity exercise, all of that's going to help produce more hormones in his body. It's going to help increase lean muscle tissue, decrease body fat. See, all that stuff's great in theory. You could tell him that. But it's a matter of who he respects and who he's going to listen to. You find the person that he respects and that he'll listen to and that he'll look up to, and you will find your son changing. And that's a really cool thing. And, you know, there's peer pressure and everything else that's in his life. And somehow if you could dig down to the root of that, that might be helpful as well. But it's not just about calories and reading labels. It's about finding him someone that he can connect with. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. He'll tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice
on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.